From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In the wake of the U.S. decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital, Egypt's president has invited Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas for talks in Cairo Monday to explore ways to preserve the rights of Palestinian people. Protests continued Sunday across much of the Arab and Muslim world, including this one outside the U.S. Embassy in Beirut. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was among Muslim leaders denouncing the decision. Mr. Erdogan called Israel a terror state, prompting Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to fire back, saying he refuses to take lectures from a leader who bombed Kurdish villages and jails journalists. Speaking in Paris, he also said the U.S. decision only reflects reality.
Where else is the capital of Israel but in Jerusalem? It's always been our capital. And Jerusalem has never been the capital of any other people. I think the sooner the Palestinians come to grips with this reality, the sooner we'll move towards peace.
U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, appearing on Fox News Sunday, defended President Donald Trump's decision last week to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital.
What he did was say that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel and that we're moving our embassy there, because he strongly believes that those final status issues should be decided between the Palestinians and the Israelis.
Meanwhile, the White House expressed disappointment. Palestinians canceled a planned meeting with Vice President Mike Pence. The bodies of 15 Tanzanian UN peacekeepers killed in Democratic Republic of Congo will be repatriated in coming days. Their base in North Kivu province attacked Thursday by suspected Ugandan rebels. Dozens were wounded in the deadliest single attack on a UN peacekeeping mission in 25 years. This is VOA News. In Iraq Sunday, celebrations over the defeat of Islamic State were held, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi looking on as troops marched in formation in Baghdad. James Jeffrey, a former U.S. ambassador to Baghdad, having just returned from the region, hailed the defeat of the IS insurgency as significant.
I think that they're going to be able to move forward on a variety of economic reconstruction and other development, on political reconciliation, including with the Kurds, and on securing the country from a return to terror.
Iraqi forces recaptured the last area still under IS control along the Syrian border Saturday, marking an end to a three-year struggle that saw Islamic State take control of about a third of the country. Several thousand marched in central Kyiv Sunday protesting the arrest of opposition leader Mikhail Saakashvili, calling for his release and the impeachment of President Petro Poroshenko. Ukrainian officials accused Saakashvili, former president of Georgia and former regional Ukrainian governor, of colluding with pro-Russian businessmen to topple Mr. Poroshenko. The 49-year-old Saakashvili has embarked on a hunger strike to protest his detention. The head of the group that won this year's Nobel Peace Prize Sunday urged nuclear nations to adopt a UN treaty that bans atomic weapons. The leader of the international campaign to abolish nuclear weapons is Beatrice Finn.
Today it is my great honor to accept the 2017 Nobel Peace Prize on behalf of the thousands of inspirational people who make up the international campaign to abolish nuclear weapons.
In her remarks in Oslo, she warned against a moment of panic or carelessness by a nuclear-armed country and said the UN treaty will provide a choice between two endings, the end of nuclear weapons or, quote, the end of us. On French Corsica, nationalists who are demanding greater autonomy from Paris Sunday swept elections on the Mediterranean island with more than 56% of the vote. New evacuations were ordered in Santa Barbara County in Southern California Sunday, as the largest wildfire currently burning in the state threatened a number of coastal towns. Dave Zanavoni is captain of the Santa Barbara County Fire Department.
We still have pockets of fire in this area, as we do in the whole front country here in Carpinteria. And we're inserting our fire engines and our equipment in those areas and trying to protect. Our main priority is structures, obviously,
right.
Life and property.
Nearly half a dozen fires burned across the state over the past week, blackening more than 90,000 hectares, destroying hundreds of homes, forcing thousands to flee. The launch of futures trading of the world's largest cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, got off to a positive start with the price trading above $18,000 in the first few hours on the Chicago Board Options Exchange Sunday. Trading in the virtual currency opened at $15,460. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, my man.
Again, African Beat listeners from across the world, I want to welcome you again to another super show. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from across the African continent will come knocking on your door, so I want you to relax, because today again, I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. But later on today, we'll be bringing you a rewind of the interview with Emmerson Bakary from Sierra Leone from 2014. Yes, he was here and he talked about his album then, which was Coco Bay. So we're going to bring you a rewind of that. But before that, I'll be talking to Mohammed King Milan Bangura later on the show. And we'll be talking about a cancelled music festival that was supposed to take place in Sierra Leone on December 24th. But right now, just stay close, because I'm going to take you on a musical trip. Let's start off right now from Liberia. Dana News is the sound of Scientific. And next week, Scientific is going to be a guest on my show. And right after that, another Liberian sensation, Kobazi, will present Drink On Me. And he too will be on the African Beat very shortly. So stick and stay around. But right now, Dana News, the sound of Scientific from Liberia.
Science Nation.
Unstoppable.
Wonder World.
DJ Sly.
Need I say more? Y'all lack it.
Let's cheers for the moment. Tut, it was over. What's a rap for to a Range Rover? Then I'm a business if you a soldier. Whether you're drinking drinks or you're sober. No case. Signs. Run the city alive. Three is a cross, so two will survive, The hit in the king, I survive. Choose one, there's some men and ways to die. Pacarabani, yo, what's up? Got me fresh to death from a new haircut. Off in the whip with my homie Moses. The black Camaro, ain't hard to know.
She wearing rocks in her hair.
Forever gonna kill, boy. White T, blaha. When a man, boy, the dog. She borrow shoe for a friend. Scrap her eating gari. The whole country on scrap. Senator Ronnie Keke. She wearing Brazilian hair. Forever gonna kill, boy. White T, blaha. When a man, boy, the dog. She borrow shoe for a friend. Scrap her eating gari. The whole country on scrap. Senator Ronnie Keke. Me and me got nice chicks. You and you pot, they are the tightest. Cut it up, maybe I might just. You elk, none righteous. Ballin', baby, L.I.B. ladies. Y'all stole my heart and the love for Mercedes. Ah, who? Stella Maris, get one black beauty. Africa, she not for fun, now they call low for you. G.H., Naja, whether Shoki or Akaida. Dance like they won't be revival. Any artist won't remix Aquaba. Wilson, the noodles, bring chow. Hangovers, no headaches, ching chow. Science Nation, we ruling. Making his be the class that I'm shooting. Sure. Every Brazilian hair. Forever gonna kill, boy. White T, blaha. When a man, boy, the dog. She borrow shoe for a friend. Scrap her eating gari. The whole country on scrap. Senator Rodney Keke. DJ Sly, he's so fly. About to blow up and reach for the sky. Team Scientific, where you at? Kala, Steffi, Achi, and DJ Lass. DJ Blue, you still my bribe. JMK, you know where we heading. The studio, my second home. Y'all next to homie, more hits coming. She wearing Brazilian hair. Forever gonna kill, boy. White T, blaha. When a man, boy, the dog. She borrow shoe for a friend. Scrap her eating gari. The whole country on scrap. Senator Rodney Keke.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Hello, my boy. See, I see. You can take it in the army. You can drink it in the army. You can even call your friends if you drink it. Yeah, I'm money by
respect the fact that you got everything on your own. I'm not trying to brag about anything I do for you, girl. Promise I'll be front, dunk to dunk. The feeling giving me is deja vu. Girl, you rolling with the dumb cardio. I'm the one you come calling. Promise I'll be front, dunk to dunk. The feeling giving me is deja vu. Girl, you rolling with the dumb cardio. I'm the one you come calling.
You can take anything on me. You can take anything home. You can drink anything on me. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You can even call your friends and can drink on me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
You can drink anything on me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm only by here. Yeah. I'm by here now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm only by here. Yeah.
More than we pour it when the big boys shoot fist. The money buy, yeah. To spend it, I know, okay, so, yeah. Girl, when the bra be there around, I finally tell what you would notice.
Bra be there around, bra be there around.
My picking get away, picking get away.
I cannot hold it, go.
She rolling with a shiggy bar that I can check to spend the big boy.
Spending the move, boy. Spending the move, boy.
Yeah, big boys on the shisha. She feeling mango gaga. She won't operate with a B-shot.
She won't operate. She won't operate. Yeah.
You can take anything on me.
You can take anything on me.
You can drink anything on me.
Oh, baby.
You can even call your friends and can drink on me. Anything you want.
Kopazi, the Loma Boy, and Drink on Me. And right before that, Dana News. The Sound of Scientific from Liberia. You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America. And I'm David Vandy here in Washington. Don't go away.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
Welcome back to The African Beat on The Voice of America. The music industry in Sierra Leone is beginning to hit its peak, and Sierra Leoneans are once again beginning to accept their own stars, which was very rare in the last few years. Foreign music and stars from Nigeria and Ghana were much more appreciated than the local home-based stars. Very recently, an all-star music contingent were in the United States of America, and thousands of Sierra Leoneans came out to support their own local stars. But all is not rosy back home for Sierra Leone's most controversial music icon, Emmerson Bokeri, who is known for his anti-corruption songs about any government of the day who he believes are on the wrong side and not working in the interest of the people. Lake Productions, an entertainment company in Sierra Leone, had planned a music festival for December 24, 2017 at the Shaka Stevens Stadium main ball, involving three of the country's biggest stars, Ackman, Morris, and Emerson. But the show was cancelled by the National Sports Council at the National Stadium. Mohammed King Milan Bangura of Entertainment News Sierra Leone Broadcasting Service Corporation spoke to the organizers of Lake Production, Large K, Master Tutti of Freetown Players, and Benjamin Pratt, the Information Officer, Ministry of Sports at the National Sports Council.
Well, Lake Production is an event management, media production, and advertising agency that has been organizing national entertainment event in Sierra Leone for the past 7 years.
So, made to understand that you want to organize a show, you know, for the main artists in the country.
Yes, we've realized that why Nigeria, Ghana, and most South African countries are ahead of us in Sierra Leone is because of they've had some big national entertainment event they normally organize. Like in Nigeria, they have the Glow National Music Festival. In Ghana, they have the Vodafone National Music Festival. So when you come to Sierra Leone, you don't have any big national entertainment platform where artists celebrate their culture, where they showcase, you know, all of those sorts. So as an entertainment company, we decide to look at three of the top major artists in Sierra Leone, because this is the first time we'll be organizing the first national music festival in Sierra Leone. The Tangues Festival, where people showcase their culture, food, and everything. If we have music, it will be good for people to also showcase their talent and cultural values. So we decided to have an MOU 15-page agreement, which the Minister of Sports approved and the stadium manager approved. Then we signed this contract.
Right now, the problem is that the show on the 24th of December has been cancelled. Eh?
Been officially cancelled due to politically premeditated.
So could you please explain this? Why political?
Well, because of first, it's for Emerson, because I did a lot of background work. I've spoke to about three government ministers, you know, including senior party official from APC. You know, we've been having the same issues because of Emerson. It'd be very much difficult. Just go on, we'll try to say, oh, we'll fight this off, you know. So it's frustrating. Until 2 days ago, we received an official letter from the National Stadium Management that, you know, we're not going to allow you to do your event here because of previous engagement.
Well, Master, what's your opinion on the cancellation of the concert?
For the show to be cancelled, I am really, you know, disappointed at some point, because our aim as Tangens to collaborate with Lake Production was to do a show at the National Stadium.
Before I call in Large K, did you ask the stadium management why they want you to end the festival on the 21st?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. They were talking about security, about campaigns, maybe rallies, maybe political, you know.
So why they think up to the 21st there will be no risk?
Yeah, because what they told us, what they told me, like I went in a meeting, is that by that time, you know, things will be getting more tense.
My name is Benjamin Pratt, and I'm the information officer and PR with Ministry of Sport, National Sports Council.
We meant to understand you have cancelled a show that was supposed to be done by Lake Production. That's supposed to be on the 24th of December. Why the cancellation?
In starting to answer to your question, is that the Ministry of Sport, National Sports Council does not at any time cancel any show at the Sheikh Stephen Stadium in Bull. To put the record straight, is that a letter dated on the 20th day of October 2017 had a question for the use of the Sheikh Stephen Stadium in Bull was addressed to the stadium management by one Alhaji K. Tarawale, CEO, Lake Production.
Okay.
And in reply to that letter, it was dated on the 14th day of November 2017 by the National Stadium Management, Brookfields. This was a reply done by the stadium management to Alhaji K. Tarawale, okay, asking for a request of the use of stadium. His letter was dated on the 20th day of October 2017.
Okay.
And because of the heavy festivity in December, some people start booking December in April.
Okay.
Right? And only Alhaji K. Tarawale, CEO of Lake Production, came in with his request on the 20th.
20th of October
2017.
So why did you reply on the, in November? The reply was somehow late.
It's not late. 20th of October and the 14th of November. It's got coming so late in October, and yet he's going around saying, castigating the minister, a sitting minister, and the Ministry of Sport, that the minister deliberately cancelled his show because of political undertone.
That's what I want to come to. Let's say there's a political undertone.
It's all cock and bull story,
okay,
and he's trying to gain public sympathy.
So Alhaji Keita Ali.
So we see this as a total disadvantage. We see this as our constitutional rights is being entered onto, and we also see this as a violation of our democratic rights.
Large K, if given an opportunity for you to drop Emerson Bokori so the date given to you on the 24th will go on without Emerson, what will be your response to that?
No, possibly there's no way we can do that, because we believe Emerson is a Sierra Leonean, just like Ackman and Morris. You know, we either forfeit all what we've put into this event rather than betray one of our own Sierra Leonean brother. So they're going to officially kill entertainment in Sierra Leone, because for the past 7 years we've given life to entertainment in this country with all our big national entertainment events. This will be suicide for the whole entertainment industry.
Well, those are some of the accusations and counter accusations on the concert that has been cancelled by the Shaka Stevie Stadium management in Freetown, Sierra Leone. School of thought flying around, some saying that it's politically motivated, while some saying it's better for the country's security. Lake Production has still not been given any other date for the show to go on.
Now on the line to Freetown, Sierra Leone, I have King Milan of Entertainment News Sierra Leone Broadcasting Corporation, and also the host and producer of Musical Mix and Salon Star Parade. Welcome to the African Beat, King Milan.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure having me in your program.
Bye-bye. You just sent in this report, but now what is the latest on this show for the 24th of December involving Emerson Bokori, Ackman, and Maurice?
Well, the whole show, the cancellation has been settled. Settled in the sense it officially be announced that the cancellation is solid and the show will never go on the 24th of December. So the Lake Production recently released an announcement that the show will never go on. So definitely there's not going to be any show.
Lake Productions is saying it is because Emerson is involved and there is a political undertone to it. But from the management of the stadium, the National Sports Council spokesman, he said that that is not the case, and they are basing this on security issues and also the fact that their letter came in late.
Yeah, that was exactly what you said. And you know, for the school of thought that people are saying that just because Emerson Bokori, the social commentary musician, saying something a lot about government opposing them, and that because Emerson Bokori is involved in the show, and that's why the show was decided to stop. But the management of the Shaka Stevie Stadium said no, that was the reason. It's because there's something going on that very day. You know, they're sending the letter, but it was not confirmed. And because it was not confirmed, Lake Production just going about putting an announcement, putting out posters that the show's going to go on. But according to them, that very day, and there's something else going on. So that's
we all know that the Tangens Festival is supposed to go on at the National Stadium, and they're using the outer perimeter of the stadium. When the organizers of Tangens Festival booked the stadium, the main bowl of the stadium was not part of the agreement.
Well, according to the AFNA, the festival director, they're supposed to use the perimeter, but the main bowl is not supposed to be under their control. And although at times, you know, people can come in and arrange for them, but the stadium management has the whole right to allow somebody to make use of the main bowl. So that's how it happened. So when the memorandum of understanding was on, according to Lake Production, Large Kate told me that there was somebody representing the management, Shaka Stevie Stadium management, you know, when they were arranging that very day with Christian players. So, but according to the AFNA, it's up to them, you know, for the stadium to allow people to perform on that.
So now let me ask you one question. Is it the Shaka Stevie Stadium management or the National Sports Council? Who is actually cancelling this program?
Well, according to the PRO, that's Benji, but according to them, the Shaka Stevie Stadium management, because they have the control, the whole control over the stadium. According to them, there's a show, or rather something else supposed to take place on the 24th that Lake Production didn't know about. You know, so they have the whole right to stop somebody from taking that main bowl, even when African Players Festival is going on.
And what is the reaction from the people out there?
Well, definitely not too good, because a lot of people were waiting for a show like that, you know, when people want to see our stars, you know, performing for the national
and
stadium.
I'm pretty
but
sure
now
and, I'm
just,
and I'm pretty sure people want to see Emerson Bokori perform.
Yes, and they definitely want to see Emerson perform, yeah, because Emerson is the main star in this country right now, and especially for him being that political person, you know, speaking out. He's called, he's coined as the voice of the voiceless, you know, and according to Emerson Bokori, he called himself the Iowa, not the Ben. That is so straightforward. He's the kind of straightforward artist we are in. People want to see him. And of course, we need to understand that behind the scene, there is something that is not too good, you know.
Let us don't go into that, and let's wait for Emerson to release that. So what we're going to do
I don't know how to do that is anyway. I don't know how to do that is, but that's what I had, you know.
Okay, about okay.
Him wanted to release two new songs.
Okay, all right. Well, what we're going to do right now on the African Beat is in 2014, Emerson Bokori was here at the Voice of America, and we talked about his latest album then. And that was Kokobe, as African Beats Rewind, to bring you an interview we did with Emerson Bokori on his album, Kokobe, The Last Man Standing. Thank you very much, King Milan, and have a blessed day.
This is Emerson, The Last Man Standing, from Freetown, Sierra Leone, on the African Beats with David Vandy, Voice of America. Peace.
And so right now, let's start off with this song from the album, The Last Man Standing, by Emerson Bokori. He calls this one Tantalizer, featuring Bracket from Nigeria.
Yeah, I want to love you, baby. Yeah, Emerson.
Oh, yes, I did.
Bracket delay. I want to love you, darling.
Baby, girl, I'm not gonna lie.
Said I want to love you, baby. I want to love you, baby. I want to love you, baby. Said I want to love you, baby. I want to love you, baby. I want to love you, baby.
I get to. She did dance all night, and she know the time. I'm okay, because by my side, of all the girls I know, you hot like fire.
Tantalizer, beautiful dance tune, lovely tune from this great man himself. But right now, let me take this time to welcome the great man into the studio, Emerson Bokori. Welcome to the African Beat, Emerson.
Thank you very much, David Vandy.
Uh-huh. That was Tantalizer. What were you tantalizing? Just kidding. But now, Emerson, let's start straight off, because so many people are talking. The album, The Last Man Standing, is getting the greatest listenership right now, is gaining so much momentum, and everybody's talking about it. Some are positive, some are negative, but let me ask you one very, very important question. There are two major political parties, the ruling All People's Congress, the APC, and the opposition, the Sierra Leone People's Party, the SLPP. To which of these parties are you affiliated?
No. A lot of people, like everyone, will have their own point of view when it comes to me and my and the entertainment industry. But I've been neutral since I actually started singing and up to this date. So if the APC is in power, of course I'll do what I do. And when the SLPP is in power, I do the same.
So you are not affiliated to any of them?
No,
let's get that one clear.
No.
So what you do is just what you know best.
Exactly.
All right. That is the voice of Emerson Bokori. And so now let's get into the album. You know, time passed. You've been singing and you've been stepping on toes when you sing. Because even when the opposition was there, you did Bobo Bele and Tufuta Rata. And everybody hailed it. But now you have released The Last Man Standing. And some negative vibes are coming out. People are calling you names. People are saying that you have been bribed, and that is why you are singing against those who are in power right now. Is it that you are being bribed or something?
Well, I think to me that's not an issue, because this is not the first time for me to hear that. And just like you said, in 2001-2003, when we released Bobo Bele, it was the same thing. The present government by then said I was bribed by the opposition. In 2006-07, the same thing happened. You know, when I released Yesterday Better Past Today, the opposition by then, that became the present government, said I've been bribed by the opposition. You know, so it continues on and on and on, even to date, you know. So even if the next government comes to power, if you tend to say what is right, they will say you've been bribed by the opposition as well. So it's just a way of them hiding behind their fingers, them hiding behind their
And how does all these accusations bother you?
It doesn't, to be frank with you, because I'm used to it now. It sounds like a sweet bass line in my music.
I love that part. Sounds like a sweet bass line in my music. Ooh, I wonder who'll be playing that bass line.
A very groovy one, too.
Okay,
Now, let's get into the album itself, okay? There's a song, you know, when I was listening to this album, there's a song that I picked out. People are not talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Before even I look at the hit song that is causing all the rumblings around,
mm-hmm.
which is Coco Bear, but there's this song called Questions.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Questions. You know, questions should be asked, you know, but according to you, questions are not being asked. So
absolutely.
People are just sitting there accepting things as they come.
As they are, yeah.
As they are. And why did you come out with that?
It has to do with what we just discussed, you know. When it comes to the history of Sierra Leone, I only know a little, you know, like, but there are people like you and people who've been there, like our elders, you know, and they've been saying the same thing over and over. All their complaints are the same complaints that we still complain, you know. So I sit down at some point and ask myself a question. Are these same complaints going to be the same complaint that our kids will be complaining, like, you know, 15, 20 years after, you know, maybe when we are old and gray? Are these going to be the same complaints? So if these are the same complaints, because if we sit down, nobody's saying anything and nobody seems to be talking, because when you tend to get up and talk, of course they will name you, you know, they will call you names and they will say you've been bribed or you belong to the opposition or stuff like that. So if we tend to accept all those things, what will become of, you know, our children in the future, you know? So I tend to sit down and I'm like, okay, let me put down a song that will, you know, it's not like opposing anyone. Let me ask questions out there. Let me throw out the questions out there. Maybe if we ask us, because whatever the politicians or people in power sell out to the people, that's what they buy, you know, because it's highly publicized and people tend to buy it. So let me ask this question, you know, maybe the people will sit down and understand exactly where we're going. You know, if they are selling this and you tend to buy it, okay, let me ask you this question. You know, so why is it that we're still in this same predicament? You know, so if you sit down and answer all those, listen to all those, it doesn't sound, because a lot of people said we've been bribed. You know, if you tend to say the same thing, you've been bribed. So let's forget about that side. You understand? So let's ask the questions now instead of pointing fingers, you know, at anyone. Ask the questions and answer the questions for yourself.
And when you ask questions, you expect to get answers.
And answers, you know, but trust me, even to date, all the people that are arguing on, you know, the social media, you know, on the TV, radio, trust me, all of them are avoiding this particular song, Questions, because...
Yeah, because that is what, you know, when I was listening to the album, I listened to this song over and over. I said, but nobody's talking about questions.
Because they're avoiding it. They don't know.
Because nobody's asking questions.
Exactly.
But we have, there's an opposition that is supposed to be asking questions. You have journalists that are supposed to be asking questions.
Absolutely.
That are supposed to take the mm-hmm. government to task. Is it that the musicians are now playing the roles of journalists?
It's been journalists have been doing their own part, you know, since the end of the war. Let me start from that point. Journalists have been doing their own part and musicians have been doing it as well since the revolution of Sierra Leone music. But since 2007-08, things have changed, and the Sierra Leone music tends to be declining every blessed day, you know. And so what I made to understand is the present government is trying to suppress the voice of the people, which comes through music and journalism, you know. So, and few months ago, few journalists were arrested for voicing out their opinion and stuff. So, and the music, the entertainment, if you listen to the Coco Bear, you'll hear the testimony of exactly what's happening in the entertainment industry, because the entertainment industry, exactly, few journalists will tend to, I mean, it's difficult. We are few people. For example, Freetown municipality covered with 2 million people or less. So everybody knows everybody. So if you tend to voice out your opinion, if you tend to voice out what's bothering you, or what's bothering your society or around your environment, you know, people will start pointing, okay, now you are now, eh? You understand? And it tends to, if you're not with the government, then you are their enemies. Mm-hmm. You are their enemy. So everybody tends to be scared, you know. So,
but somebody has got to say something.
Somebody has to say something.
Questions.
Exactly.
All right. Okay. Well, we'll we'll come back to Emma Sin because somebody has got to ask questions. And here we go now with this song. I want you to listen to this song carefully. And as you listen to the African Beat today, you can write to us, africanbeat@voanews.com. Send us an email and tell us what you think about this album, The Last Man Standing, and what your opinions are. But right now, let's take the song, Questions, by Emma Sin from his latest album, Last Man Standing.
I make we land for ask questions for things them where happen now with sweet nation. You name the resources waiting back from benefits this nation. From independence to 50 years of celebration, where they make human and they think I'm say something for them better. I be still under British colonization. I for man they still not a question. Should be one of the richest countries in the world, but we still I, why we not a question? Why poor people just the poor? They rank out and then they better. Oh, why? Waiting, do we not a question? Why make na salon no more the young nor they grow? Oh, salon. Why we not a question? Why make na ya no more education nor they grow? Oh, salon. How the internet slow? Now so we slow anyone then give it. Oh. Big development, corruption, first position, clap for us. I know that is such occupation. Please to come for sponsors. Go go there, we dey beg una go do ya. If una kill we slow, una shoot we right on sight. Yeah, maybe then they go better. And say na 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 na. Try for unite this generation. Why? Sabotage me, make them misunderstand the intentions. Maybe they were smart, but must ask you the question. One day, mama, why?
Why
we still live in the same condition?
Why?
By then, it go be big question.
And you go answer.
Imagine mama, papa, making confrontation. All this for kids in a fireball. Now we all young, and all done, now they cut them. I said enough for us, una nothing.
Oh,
how long for the alala for the moment? As 2-3 months pass, so. Next man said, you wait for you to for pattern a boy. Everything this country gets, how come they no able share among 6 million population? We know they ask questions to the tax savior. As they reach there, so, Papa God, you know. Now for them, seven and family, let them go.
Well, if Salon for being get 50 million people.
Hey, you left, for don't die.
Man, they know it's 6 million, if man in the supper. So you want to go at 40 something million people back. We go not cham cham, who say.
Now where them broke them one for solve all the problem as you give them power. Now so buari they begin higher. Don't then tiff it if then why are you wasting on a power? Now pure the sector then they hire every day the who are then they fire. Then tiff easy like drinking water. Why we they fight against the things where for unite us as a nation? Like the 70s we still a rally around the things where they scatter we as a nation. Let's
tell me why una wicked to be so. Hey, una sabi raise we hope so high. As we vote down, una put we down go slow. Oh, why? Oh, make us una question, una get any idea how the youth man they survive. Voting for it for the day. Man talk waiting the mona. Then rank one go say you belong to the other party. So we slow when you want, then give we say, oh,
yeah, God bless you, sir. You know, we save your.
Why we they fight against the things we for make we stronger as a nation? Like we daddy, then we still they rally around the things where they scatter we as a nation. So maybe Salon will not get money. But wait, so where the billions from taxation, billions of royalties for diamonds and gold? Hey, aye. Where the royalties from bauxite and rutile? Not only question, Coco didn't get the answer. Hundreds of billions of dollars with Salon.
Questions. Yes, so many questions and still no answers. Maybe we'll start getting some answers. But let me ask you another question. Maybe you will find an answer to that, Emerson. Mm-hmm. In one of your songs, you stated that some of the radio stations put a decree out there that no Sierra Leone song should be played on their radio.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the Sierra Leone songs are not good or something. What is going on?
I think it has nothing to do with the quality of the music, you know, because when they actually came to I should not be saying this, you being an entertainer, but I have no choice, because that's exactly what is happening, and it's affecting the business, the entertainment business, you know. When the present government came to power, they knew entertainment has been the voice of the people. So that's the first thing. That's the first thing that they tried to attack. Kill the entertainment, kill the voice of the people, which is music, you know. So that was the trend. Salon music not fine. The quality of salon music is not good. So all the radio stations, we are kind of like friends and related to the present government or people within the power, like, they stopped playing the Sierra Leone music, and they were promoting other African songs. But when you listen to these other African songs, they have no message, you understand? And to my understanding, and few other people that knows the history of Sierra Leone and our music is full of life, our music is full of message, you understand? It teaches, it educates, you know. So if they come and say the music is not good, what it tells you is that they don't want people to be informed. And the percentage of illiterate people in Sierra Leone is so high, it's very, very high. That is the only way, through music, that they educate themselves, that they inform themselves. So that is that was a strategy of the government to break down information.
I don't seem to see that working anyway.
No, it won't work. It won't work. They almost succeeded, actually. They almost succeeded.
Well, and you know, even here in the States, when I go to Sierra Leone parties, I talk to the DJs, and some of them almost say the same kind of thing, that Sierra Leone music is not good, so they don't play Sierra Leone music. They play Nigerian music, they play Ghanaian music in a Sierra Leone party. And that's why I keep asking the question, what is wrong? But I want to believe that if you play the music continuously like you do the other African songs, the people will get used to it and the music will become sweet to their ears.
Exactly.
And that is what playing the music is all about.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, now there is another song on this album that I want us to look at. I know there's a lot of controversy going around. People are saying what they want to say, and I want them to hear it from the horse's mouth. Let them hear it from you. There's a song called Green Paper.
Mm-hmm.
Green Paper. Yeah, you know, yeah. Somebody will say, how does this make sense to me? How does this help my situation?
Mm-hmm.
What is Green Paper? How does that affect the lives of the people that you're singing?
You know, before I actually come to the song, with the Green Paper, it's already been politicized already.
Okay.
You know, based on the fact that the color green is included in the song. You know,
oh.
So whatever you that's a big problem in that country. Whatever you do, if I do a song, say red something, red wine, they will associate that red to something, political, to a political party. Okay. You know, so if I do a song like this Green Paper, they've associated the green to the SLPP now. You understand? But the whole idea behind the song is the 10,000 Lyons notes or the dollar bill, which tends to look green. Mm-hmm. You understand? That is the whole idea. And the song says Green Paper, and a part of the song says the Queen in Paper. You understand? Which is the pounds. You know, the pounds and the dollars and the 10,000 Lyons notes. So what the song is trying to say, we are all in Sierra Leone together. We are one people. You understand? Some people, everyone has their own occupation and what they do and what they believe in. Some people are politicians. Some people are lawyers, doctors. But at the same time, we need to be sharing to ourselves. We need to share. Sierra Leoneans, in my opinion, don't share. We don't share within ourselves. You know, at some point, I can still remember during the 50th anniversary of Sierra Leone, you know, thousands of dollars were spent on foreigners, bringing foreigners to come celebrate with, you understand, the 50th anniversary, wherein within the country, nothing was spent within the entertainment industry. You know?
What you're trying to say here, that the foreign entertainers...
Yes, they benefited a lot.
Benefited more than the
not
the locals.
Even more. The locals didn't benefit anything out of the entertainment. You understand? So, and they supported. So that is my cry in that song. We need to be sharing among ourselves. It goes round and round and round.
And
it
round.
Goes it, to it, the it, last it, man
like,
down
it's,
there.
It's like pouring into the people, and then the people point to the economy.
Back in, exactly. Instead of you giving to foreigners,
that will take it out.
Exactly, take it away.
Okay.
That's exactly what I was trying to say in that song.
All right. Okay. Well, let's listen to this song now, The Green Paper. And this is done for us by Emerson from his latest album, The Last Man Standing. And remember, we still have Coco Bear. And when we come, we're going to talk about that hit tune, Coco Bear. That is going to be our final track. But right now, Green Paper, listen to it carefully. And remember to write to me, africanbeat@voanews.com, anytime.
If I didn't give it to you, cash, cash, and you didn't give it to me,
cash, cash, cash.
We all go happy.
Do you give me till I'm young? Go.
One day when I the bomber, make them scatter the paper. Everybody say the green.
Begin the end with the hopes and a corruption forget ending. But the message that I'm sending, some the hope for me ending. Now corruption don't legalize, but by the time we go realize, now the hope begin them where they can tomorrow go pay the price. While we know the love we serve, we the put neighbor them above we serve, and jam our money with the involve we serve. Why we the shoot up we serve? Net come to pop up we serve. Santem shoot pop up gun we serve. Why we the bubble we serve? Why? Are the feeling on me body? All over me body. But if I they give it to you, and you they give it to me, we all go happy. Do you give me waiting on me humble? One day when I the bomber, we make them scatter the paper.
Yes, indeed. Green paper. Green paper. Uh-huh. Well, Emerson is saying here, when you pour some money into the people pour the money into the economy, and that gives the economy time to grow. Uh-huh. But when you give it out to foreigners, definitely the foreigners are going to take it back to their country, and then that is where that money is going to grow. It is not going to grow our economy because there is no money for our people to spend. And our local entertainers, I think, need this encouragement to get into the business. And it pains me to know that the radio stations, some of them are going that route. But I think the musicians should be giving the respect that they deserve. And when they play their music, I think we should also respect their opinion, just like we respect the opinion of the journalist. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And my guest today is Emerson Bokori from Sierra Leone. And we are talking about his album, The Last Man Standing.
African Beats.
Well, Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. The last man standing is what we're talking about. Emerson Bokori is my guest. And Emerson, now let's come to this big noisy tune that everybody is talking about. Kokube. I know that is from one of the native languages in Sierra Leone. The local language is Kokube. So what actually is Kokube?
Kokube simply means someone who eats and doesn't get filled. You know, like greedy people, selfish people. That's
okay. So, what is it about this song that is raising so much eyebrow, getting positive and negative reviews? In fact, I've been listening to songs that are coming out right now. You're not just the only artist that is singing now to talk about corruption in the country.
No.
There are other stars that have come up with their own songs.
Exactly.
But it's like everybody is focused on Emerson. So what is it about this Kokube song, you know, that is causing so much problem?
To be frank with you, David, I can't put a finger to it. All I know is Kokube is the direct complaint of the people. You know, I've been living in Sierra Leone since I was born, you know, to this date. So I tend to go around the city. I associate with everybody. So I know the complaints of everyone, even the ones that are up there, you know. And the reason why I did Kokube is, to be frank with you, everyone is tired. Everybody's tired. This has nothing to do with politics. This has nothing to do with political parties or not. No. You know, we as citizens, we have Sierra Leonean people, we sit down and see a lot of money being poured into the country, you know, and it pains us, it hurts us. And before there was no revenue, that the country wasn't having any revenue. But now we know that the country makes a lot of money. You know,
by itself,
on its own, you know,
forgets
international community. Then we bring the international community inside. Millions of dollars have been poured into the economy, but still nothing is happening. Everything just stands still. So, Kokube now tends to voice out the cry of the people, because that is what, it's not my opinion. It's not just my cry. It's the cry of every Sierra Leonean, you know, with the exception of those that are in power, or the people that are related to those that are in power, or people that benefit directly or indirectly, with the exception of those. But everyone is tired. Everyone wants to know what is happening in the country. While other countries are progressing, Sierra Leone still stands still.
But you know, some people will argue you out to say, okay, Emerson, you sing, but so many good things have been going on. Why don't you pick those out? They talk about the electricity in the country. They say it's good. They say the roads are now good. I'm not there to say that. Okay, the roads are now good. The roads are being worked on. And a member of the government came here the other time and was telling us how good things are getting. But there's so many, you know, they would pick out so many good things. In fact, we've seen pictures about the malls that have been built. They say, okay, the government is doing a lot of good things.
You know, that is for people who really don't understand anything. That is why they come over to this part and tend to publicize, you know, the one or two things they'll be doing, you know. But to be frank with you, nothing is happening, you know. The good roads that they're saying, David, you are a traveler. I am a traveler. I go all around Africa. I see what's happening. We understand what development means. We understand when you say good roads, you understand what it means, you know. And what we are seeing happening in Sierra Leone, that is not good road. That's no good road. And when the electricity that they are pointing fingers at, it's supposed to be the Bumbuna, which is supposed to supply the entire Sierra Leone and even maybe out of Sierra Leone. Bumbuna is it's capable of supplying, giving electricity supply to Liberia
and some other West African countries.
And few other West African countries. But the Bumbuna cannot even power one village in Sierra Leone, you know. The voltage that is coming from Bumbuna cannot even power King Tom.
But I understand there was money for this. And
a lot of money. Millions of dollars have been given, and it's only $7,000 that remains. That's the balance that remains for the. And it's still not working, but they are publicizing that we have light, we have electricity, and a lot of people are believing that. you know. And even the locals are believing in, like, there is light, because they don't understand what the Bumbuna means. They don't understand how much was given for that project. You understand? So, I mean, they can convince few people, but not all of us, because some of us know exactly what development means. Some of us know exactly I mean, what is going on. So they can convince few people, but not all of us.
All right. And so finally, do you think, do you believe that with your message, your kind of message that you're passing on, it is going to help the situation?
It definitely will. Because, I mean, with all the noise that you hear, trust me, with all the noise that you hear, it's the one or two people that benefit from the government. The majority of the people are down there. Kokobe is the highest played song, even though it's been suppressed, you know, by the government and the few, you know, radio stations. But it's still the highest played song and the highest selling song in Sierra Leone at the moment. So nobody can suppress it. You know, if the people think all what I sang was just lies and, you know, fallacy, I mean, they will bring it to my face. You know, they will bash me. But the people are loving it. The people love it because they know it's the truth. So it's only the relatives of the government and the government themselves and people that are benefiting from the government that are creating all the noise.
All right.
So let them keep creating the noise. The people are there. They are the judge.
This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And my guest is Emerson Bokori. And just before I drop my last tune, which is Kokobe, I want to finally ask Emerson, if you have a word for the people right now as you're sitting here in this studio, what will it be to them?
Well, for the people that are out there who love Sierra Leone and love Sierra Leone music and anything that comes out of Sierra Leone, you know, let's keep doing what we do and don't allow them to shut us down. Because, I mean, music is the only thing that we have. Entertainment is the only thing that we have to voice out our opinion. If these people had succeeded in shutting down music, we are doomed, you know. But I thank you guys for supporting, those of you that are out there supporting the music. And please, 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 I'm begging, I'm craving, don't allow them to shut them, because music is the only thing that we have. If they shut music down, we are doomed. We are done.
All right. Thank you very much, Emerson Bokori, Sierra Leone's, I call him Sierra Leone's most controversial musician, but I tell you, he's one of the biggest stars from the country. He's a great icon, and I want to salute you, Emerson, for doing such a great job. And congratulations, by the way, for receiving the highest civilian award in the country from His Excellency the President.
Thank you.
All right. And with all of that today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, and on behalf of my guest, Emerson Bokori, I say thank you. And as you continue to listen, don't forget to write to me. Write to africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Or you can also go to my Facebook page, Voice of America's African Beat Facebook page, and you can send me a message. And whatever you want to say and whatever your opinions are, you can send it to this radio station. And with that, I leave you now with Kokobe, the hit tune from the album, The Last Man Standing. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
Sack, well, you the first na the dark, then sell FM and see make it back. Now, few days, the people go fuck. People are getting for it.
African beats. African beats. African beats.
Abacha, don't cha-cha, abacha. Say, this man gets me in segregation and seen them. I go on, and then they suffer, I don't wait for the shame on it, I don't tire,
big. If you really like this country, I will forget small but down a party business. Or if you can't handle am na public, I will lock inside your room and take a look at all the money with the international community don't spend na this country and still they spend, including the money with the country they make for we better one, where we know they see. Foundation for the future, na boy. Every day we sleep and wake na new one. Now you tell me what in the future holds for we picking them. And we picking them tomorrow. Set me not for quite some time because one man not effect and win war. Feel me? Imagine half me like Nidu inside this deep, deep and big ocean. Having a fight with the people I have all the money. Yeah? You imagine how the things I've been through? And not sweet for sit down and see the country they go. Zrrr. And the people then say you two talk about sing for we let we dance. Well, since una sena dance, una bo an dance, I do not dance. Mmm, it'll nenge, kakaban, ah.
Something they make me a man, you go.
So why una pull me name now, still don't bribe me? What me one grape will do? With politicians, some broke the relationship between the people and the entertainment industry. We don't represent the people over the last 10 years since the opposition, Namumu. And fool want to entertain us with money and make other entertainers begin look at other entertainers like say we are enemies. And some of the radio station owners put a decree, say no salon music not for playing at the station ever again. And the war against salon music starts. And the people say salon music na rubbish. Begin dance to other African songs with sober beats and no message. And bam! Perfect opportunity for Coco Bear. Since the people busy they dance, then sell away the thief. And then don't pass mark the thief there. The people don't feel angry while then they dance. And then stop the dance because Coco Bear not provide food for the dancers. So then turn back to the entertainment industry, asking questions, say what in the happen. See our owner. While the questions they go on, we will not get an answer to. What come on a do with documents showing out and don't cham-cham with money? Another miracle happen. Call on the entertainment industry and promise them boku-boku money.